Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, where did your husband go on his trip, work trip?
So, he has a team in Chicago that he has to go in every month for and check on and meetings and stuff.
In Chicago.
Yeah. But you know better than to go to Chicago for 24 hours because there's snow, there's delays. I mean, his flight got delayed all day.
Killings everywhere.
Yeah, you have that.
Did you ever go to any of the Chicago trips with us for radio conferences and stuff?
Some of the best weather I've ever experienced was in August in Chicago on that trip.
Yeah, that's a fun trip.
It was.
And that was back before the killing was out of control.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago was still relatively safe back then.
Yeah. Lindsay walked by a firehouse full of firefighters standing out by their truck, and you would have thought, they were, their jaws were on the floor.
Oh, I thought you meant me, because I was like, what?
Yeah, well, yeah, I am talking about you.
Oh, I thought you said their jaws were on the floor. My jaw was on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you thought they were good.
Yeah, she was catcalling them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I was catcalling them.
Yeah, they were like, who is this? Yeah, that was crazy.
It was a fun trip, but that was the best weather. Mm-hmm. And then they have such terrible weather the rest of the year.
Yeah. But you think those firefighters in Chicago, Riggins, were thinking, ooh, she doesn't look like your average sturdy Midwest girl.
I mean, she doesn't have the mustache or anything. Where is she from? Blonde? I mean, she was a knockout. I mean, she still is a knockout.
Oh, thank you. I'm more awesome. Sturdy now, though.
More sturdy, but we all.
You know, Adam, our manager, he's from Manhattan. He grew up in Manhattan, and then I think his wife grew up on Long Island. But anyway, they live in Connecticut now, and he was down here visiting on one of the nights that Jody was having her book club meeting when she used to do that. And they would always meet down in our basement at the house we used to live in that Lindsay refers to as the bougie house. Mm-hmm. So we walked down there because I just wanted to see his reaction. You got all these housewives in there. And he was just like, oh, my God. He said, there aren't this many blonde women in my entire state.
That's probably true.
He's dead, like, dead on.
Just blonde Southern women in there.
Like, what do I do with my daughter?
Get him out of there. This is the first step.
That's why he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he wasn't oogling them or anything.
No.
He just they're not used to seeing. It's like when you have little blonde kids and you go to Turks and Caicos or something.
Yeah, right.
You know, the people who work at the resort love them.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
When my son was, I think he's about two, we went to Turks and Caicos. And every time somebody would come to the table, like a wait staff or whatnot, they'd stop and just start messing with his hair.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's so cute. Yeah.
I love that. This little blonde boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, you always want what you don't have. Isn't that what it says in the Bible?
It's close.
Yeah. All right. So Lindsay dragged in here late yesterday, and everything it just happened to be going wrong at the same time. Lindsay coming in, flitting around.
Yeah,
that's being late. And it was pretty funny. So that is today's. In case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Chaos broke out on the show yesterday when Lindsay was late. There were some technical things going on. My bad luck was shining through, being a jinx and all. So it's all part of, in case you missed it, replay. It's right now. Listen.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
This is a circus around here. Lindsay just came stumbling in. She was late. She overslept, the whole thing. Then the light that shines upon me for the TV stuff, the video stuff, it works during the breaks. And then when we come back on the air, it goes off. Have you noticed that, Riggins? Yeah, it just times it out. Like, as soon as when we're on the air, it pops off.
What?
And then you mess with it during the break and it stays on the whole time during the break and then goes right back off whenever we go on the air.
So I'm starting to think maybe it's the wiring, right? Because this is like the third light you've had.
I know. But why would it just, it's all wired together. Y'all's are wired to it as well. Why is it just mine? It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
I mean, obviously.
They're out to get me.
Yeah.
They're always out to get me. Shut me up.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she wasn't going to come in here without makeup and stuff, though.
Really. Oh, yeah. I did it in the car, so I'm not sure what's happening.
While you were driving?
I mean, listen, I don't put on a lot of makeup. I take a brush and I literally swipe it on my cheeks and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in my car while I was driving. but I hate being late. I mean, obviously, I hate being late, but I don't like that feeling when I wait. I'm like, what time is it? Where am I? Like, you know? And the fact that I was home, my husband is gone for work and my kids weren't there. So I was like even more frustrated. I'm like, where is everyone? Like, I'm so confused.
What time did your kids, they went to your mom's?
Yeah. So I dropped them off last night at my parents so that I could work today.
What time was that?
5:30.
Okay, so she had time to go have the whole house to herself, Riggins.
Yeah,
get in that tequila.
Oh,
she's in there watching her dang shows and running around drinking tequila.
What's funny is I'm like out of shows right now. Do you ever get in that space where you're like, what am I going to watch? So I get home. It's like 7:30 because I ate dinner and stuff there. I get home, I get in bed, I'm like, I'm going to have a good night's sleep. No one's going to wake me up and say, I had a nightmare about spiders, you know? Like, I'm going to have a good night's sleep. I want to watch a good show, and I'm just sitting there flipping through Netflix. It's been 30 minutes. I'm still looking, and I've just turned the TV off. I'm so frustrated.
You don't have a go-to friend that watches a lot and could tell you a lot? We do. Our go-to friend is Jody's friend, Christy. The teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how she has time to watch all the stuff she does, but she'll send a list of things. Go, this is what we watched lately. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom.
Really?
Is she still a teacher? Yeah.
She's a supervisor now.
Oh.
Yeah. So she, over the other teachers.
She must stay up late and just binge shows. Yeah. No, I've watched pretty much everything my friends, because I texted my friend group. I'm like, give me a show. Everything they've said, I've watched, you know, but.
You know what they said? Oh, my God. Lindsay's on that tequila again.
Yeah.
Have fun, girl.
Husband must be gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish that I was late because, like, I didn't get enough sleep or, like, had fun. No, I got, like, 12 hours of sleep.
She said she woke up. Yeah. She was like, I feel like I've been sleeping way too long.
Yeah, like, that's sad, you know.
You know what Jody's mom always says? She's so sweet. She'll go, well, you must have needed it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You had all that sleep. You must have needed it.
That's right.
Well, that's true. Okay. That's accurate.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know, they say a wedding is a woman's, what do they call it? The most special day of their lives, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most important day of their lives.
Yeah. This is their day.
It's their day. They never say that about guys, though.
No.
It's not his, but it should be. It's probably at that point in his life, it is his most important day.
Absolutely.
But it's never referred to it that way
because
all the emphasis is put on the women.
Because men don't start out when they're little children saying that they want to be princes.
Yeah.
Right.
Little girls want to be princesses.
Yeah.
And so when you're a bride, that's about as close as you're going to get to being treated like a princess.
Mm-hmm. True. And there's a young woman, she's in her early 20s, she's getting married, they've been dating since high school, very excited, and she's been documenting her wedding planning process on TikTok. And one video will be, oh, these are the flowers I'm thinking when we discuss this, and the other day she's recording a video talking about place settings and things like that and tossing out ideas. Her husband walks in off camera, he goes, babe, I just realized I'm not doing the black tux. That's what he says. And she looks up at him like, dumbfounded. And she goes, what? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, like maybe green. And you can see, like, there's a twitch in her eye that starts to go, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't want to be like everybody else. And at that point, if I'm the woman, I'm getting up and I'm going to choke him. I'm going to choke him until he dies. I mean, she's put in all this effort into doing all this stuff. And he comes in with some dumb comment like, I don't want to be like everybody else. I'm going to wear a green tux. And he's thinking about dyeing his hair blonde. that he threw that in as like a little tag. But he wasn't joking. He was dead serious. He doesn't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just want to kill him?
The hair dye would want to kill him. The green suit, I don't...
You gotta
could talk about it. Pick your battles.
Pick your battles. Is that sort of the message? Is that like, don't freak out over stuff like that? I would freak out if I was a woman and he said, I don't want to dress like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, the dress part, I don't have a problem with personally, because my husband wore like bright blue and we loved it. And it was fine. But
it was for the occasion.
It was for the occasion. Yeah. I mean, I guess don't change on a dime. We got to talk about it. But the blonde hair,
it's crazy.
You ain't changing your hair color. Okay.
And if you are a guy that is getting married and you want to take a stand on something and do something different, like this guy wants to wear the, you won't, when you get older and mature, you will not want to stick with that as being a monumental moment in your life. Take it from someone who knows.
Yeah.
When I got married in 1994, I was into cartoon clothing. Like I wore, like they had a line of clothing with Bugs Bunny and that kind of stuff on it. And that's what I liked. And then that's the type of vest I wanted for my tux. They made them, and they didn't make Looney Tunes ones. They only made Disney ones. So I was like, okay, well, at least it's something. I'll be different. It'll be fun.
Funny, you know,
whatever. And it was ridiculous. I should not have done it. But my wife was so cool. She's like, I mean, if that's what he wants, I mean, that's him for it.
Was it like Mickey or?
Mickey and Goofy. They just their faces in like a block thing. Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. And I regret it. I regret it. Now, I did also have a mullet that was out of style, I think, at that time. But that was even different than if I would have just been wearing a normal tux. But the mullet combined with the cartoon vest and a tuxedo, I look like a clown. So don't die on that hill.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So if you haven't been into a Costco lately, you should know that... You could expect that it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for you to run into, you know, what might look like as a TV news shoot, like they do with the news channels, where the reporter's standing there, they're videoing them and all doing a story. For all the people that are in Costco who are influencers telling you what specials Costco has and healthier versions of whatever and all of that. And I'm sure Costco loves it, but I mean, they just have to go in there during business hours and they just, I would be so shy about doing that.
Yeah.
You know, Costco's always packed.
Yeah.
And then you're standing there and you're doing a video shoot and you know, it's not just somebody's friend on the phone, holding the phone. They got special lights and stuff they're using. Sure. And these are professional things. But there's a site called Finance Buzz. And they are looking for people. They need people to test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco.
Oh.
It pays $1,000 plus a $500 gift card to buy it all.
I mean,
it's like anybody can apply. You just have to live close to a Costco and have access to a membership, because they're going to tell you what to go get.
Yeah.
The items. They're calling it sideline sampler side hustle. So you'll taste 20 different snacks, wings, pizza, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks, and more. Oh. So, I mean, do you even have to taste test those?
They're going to be delicious.
You know that's good. You'll photograph each item, write a brief description, rate them all based on how good they are and how hard they are to make. And you can apply until next Wednesday at financebuzz.com/sideline sampler. But how do they pick the ones who look? I mean, what are the credentials here?
Probably a food influencer. If you've done other reels of food, they might look at that.
Mm-hmm.
How many followers you got?
I was gonna think followers. Yeah.
Would they be? No, I don't know. It's just that you report back to them what your findings are. I don't think they want you to be
posting
making content. Yeah, it didn't say that. But they give special consideration to fat people or skinny people.
Maybe you submit a photo and they're like, ah, that girl's not going to, yeah.
You know she doesn't eat wings and mozzarella sticks. Right. Look at her frail little thing.
She's 90 pounds soaking wet.
But if I send my picture in, they're like, oh, yeah, big boy's eating that.
Sure. Mozzarella sticks, wing, pizza.
He knows his mozzarella sticks.
And I bet you he knows his way around a basket full of mini tacos as well.
Mini tacos.
Oh, I love mini tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How many? A bunch.
That's cool, though.
I know. Yeah. I always wanted to be some sort of a food reviewer a company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Yeah, because you eat for free all the time. Yeah. And I mean, you might gain some weight here and there, but. Yeah. But
especially though, when you're getting to taste test food like this,
right?
I mean, you're not even having to go into some funny restaurant that's serving stuff you never heard of before.
True, right? True, true.
You know, you're eating wings and mini tacos.
Yeah,
that's right up your alley.
It's a career of a lifetime, man.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Do we have everybody? Riggins, is your microphone working?
Yes.
Lindsay, is your microphone working?
I hope so.
Rob, is your microphone working? All right.
Yep.
Okay, so we have literally gone through the worst experience of our lives over the past few minutes. No, I'm kidding. We just had some technical issues, and I think the bad part about it is that the fixes are now hooked into my computer.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole broadcast is hanging by a thread that is hooked into my computer.
That is true.
And you want to be the last person it's hooked into.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need that in my life.
No.
I don't need, that kind of responsibility.
No.
But Lindsay's got a sick baby at home. But even that baby with the flu doesn't know what I'm going through here today.
Right, that's nothing.
He has no idea.
No way. Is he any better?
I just yelled out there to Kyle to see if he needed Motrin, and he said no. So that's looking up.
Yeah, so the fever is going away?
Yeah, he says. So we'll see when I get off if it's true.
Now, is he checking him with a thermometer or just feeling of him?
I think just feeling his head. Yeah. So that's probably the issue. But I think
could always do that.
Yeah.
I always, just by feeling a child's head, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I couldn't look at him in the face. You know, like a lot of country people will look at a kid and go, oh, your face is red. You've got fever.
Yeah.
And then the kid would say, hey, I've been outside playing in the summer in Louisiana, so my face is going to be hot. A lot of country hypochondriacs, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's probably me.
No, you're not a hypochondriac.
I
think you're more of a faker than a hypochondriac.
You think I'm fake about it?
Yeah, you don't make yourself believe you're sick. You actually know that you're not sick, and you're just lying.
Yeah, that's true. Like, guys, I'm fine.
I don't know. We've seen her. Where we might need to have a priest on standby.
Yeah.
She's so sick.
Yeah. That was some of the sickest I've been in my whole life when I was on the show, a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said it, I didn't know if it was like the microphones that people use, because, you know, we weren't the only one in that studio.
Yeah, gross.
So I used to blame it on a lot of things. It probably, my immune system just was terrible. So I don't know.
Well, and you weren't living right either. You were young and out drinking all the time and.
Yeah, true.
Eating Jello shots for every meal.
Right. Oreos for breakfast. Yeah, I was just doing all the things.
Uh-huh.
All the things.
So, Riggins, what'd you do this weekend?
I did a little. I cut my hair.
You did?
I did. I cut my hair off. Shaved it.
Mm-hmm.
Chopped it off.
I chopped my hair off.
Yelled at my dog. I stepped on his foot at one point, and I was trying to fix this office chair, and I stepped on his foot, and then I yelled at him, and it was really ugly, and I felt bad about it the rest of the day, and. You know,
You just yelled at him? You didn't even like spank him or anything?
No, I don't.
And you felt bad?
I don't hit him. No, I just yell at him really badly, though. He's just like right behind me. I'm trying to fix something. I step on his foot and he goes, row, 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 row. And if you weren't behind me, I wouldn't have had to step on you. Like, I just get so mad.
And then you felt guilty all day.
And then I feel guilty all day. Yeah.
Don't feel bad. Yeah. He doesn't know.
All right. We got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not just trying to hawk our subscription service on our social medias and stuff, but if you are not a member of the TJ Riggins Prime Plus, where you get to listen to Extra Extra Funny every day, it's a segment that we do, a little podcast. It's exclusive to subscribers, and the subscription fee is like $4.95 a month, something like that. And, that $5 would be worth it just for what we're going to be talking about today on Extra Extra Fun. And, usually when we don't want something anywhere near the radio or regular podcasts and all that, when it becomes really, it's not withholding it from other people. It's just of, you know, somewhat of a sensitive nature. We'll do it in Extra Extra Funny. So if you want to hear that, and we don't know how good it's going to be. We just know it's going to be dramatic and tea-filled.
Oh, really?
It's going to get tea-spilled.
Tea-spilled?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I love tea.
So so go to tjriggins.com/prime and get signed up for that. You'll be all up in it. You'll be glad you did that. So there's a guy who has been well, like the rest of us, he's been on a diet. And the diet that he has chosen is where he just eats pretty much he eats nothing but ground beef. And something else. Hang on, let me go to the story. Here it is. He eats ground beef and full sticks of butter and cheese.
I've seen this guy.
That's what he eats. And he says he's lost weight.
Yeah.
But the problem is that he's turning orange.
Yeah, his hands, right?
Yeah, it's around his hands and his feet. And I think elbows are this pale orange color. Looks like he's just got orange lines all over him, about the color of a push-up or orange sherbet.
Yeah, I saw the picture of his hands on social media over the weekend, and that's from eating butter and beef?
Butter, ground beef, and cheese.
And cheese.
My hairdresser does this diet, and I wonder if she's turning orange. I got to ask her.
What is that, a part of the carnivore diet or something, or an offshoot of that?
Yeah, it's like an offshoot, or maybe it is that. I don't know. The whole 3 hours I was there trying to talk me into doing it. That's all I know. I know everything about it almost.
Well, somebody told me that the carnivore diet is basically nose to tail. You eat all of the cow.
Ooh, yum.
Innards and everything.
Oh, dear.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that. But would it be worth it, Lindsay, though? You got the perfect body, but your hands and feet are the color of orange sherbet?
No. I don't think. Well, hang on. If I got the perfect body,
Orange hands?
I retract that. I would do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not even the whole hand. It's just like looks like a road map of orange running through your hand where the lines are and stuff.
I mean, I'm already married, so.
Exactly. And, you know, he's not shallow enough to leave you for orange hands.
Yeah.
All right. So Now Trending is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Taylor Swift is headed back to the Super Bowl. That was the headline I saw this morning.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift headed back to the Super Bowl. Her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, obviously playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, making their return to the Super Bowl third straight year, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Super Bowl 59, Super Bowl LIX, Licks, will be played in New Orleans. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's a lot of conversation on the internet this morning about, is it rigged? Is the NFL rigged? It seems rigged. a lot of that.
Here's the dilemma I'm in. I never, ever, ever want the Philadelphia Eagles to win anything.
Right, you don't
because
like
their fans are such uncivilized, menaces. They're just a bunch of they're a menace. But then again, I'm no big fan of the Kansas City Chiefs either because of that Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift thing that the NFL has promoted and all and made it an episode of ET every night, every Sunday, rather than a football game. So I'm probably not going to watch the Super Bowl.
Are you kidding?
At all?
You don't think? Like, no. Okay.
I care. Not even nothing about it. Nothing about it at all.
What about halftime performance?
No.
No.
No, I never liked that anyway.
It's going to be
Kendrick Lamar.
That's right. Yeah.
Not a fan of his.
The Taylor Swift Travis Kelce romance and it's being highlighted on during the games is enough to make you not want to tune in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
And I like the players on both teams, except for Travis Kelce. So I like the players of the Eagles, but I just can't, I don't want any good fortune to come to their fans because they don't deserve it with their behavior. Yeah. Their behavior means they don't deserve it.
I'm with you. Let's have a non-Super Bowl party.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Like on Saturday?
Like on what?
Oh, you mean a party where there's nothing about the Super Bowl. It's just, watching movies or whatever.
Because I like the social aspect of having a Super Bowl party or watch it or whatever, but I don't want to watch it. So, I don't know. We can think of something else.
Yeah.
Have all the food, just,
Yeah. But what about the people that you would want at the non-Super Bowl party? They would probably rather be at a Super Bowl party.
Well, we got to get the cool people that don't want to watch the game.
Okay.
Like us. Okay. Or would it just be us?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as the Eagles fans are not thrilled, that's a fine with me. It's a fine with me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Timothy Chalamet hosted SNL. He was a guest and a musical guest. Second time that's been done. First time it was Gary Busey, as he pointed out, playing host and musical guest. But Timothy Chalamet wants to win an Oscar for his role in this Bob Dylan movie. I don't know a person that's seen this Bob Dylan movie. I don't know a single person.
But a lot of times that those Academy Award winners are movies that people have never seen.
I think so. So he did a good job. He's a good comedic actor. But yeah, the songs, he starts playing these obscure Bob Dylan songs. It's like, I don't get it at all, but good for him.
Can he sing?
He sings like Bob Dylan.
You don't have to know how to sing to sing like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's kind of like kind of weird. A couple of things you might have missed from the internet over the weekend. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So two things you might have missed from the internet over the weekend. There was this big viral meme floating around X, Twitter, that said, we need adult water parks. No kids, just a lazy river with a floating bar, live music on stage, and a taco truck. That did like 20,000 retweets or something like that. Over millions of people saw this thing. A lot of people agreed, said, yeah, we do need an adults-only water park. And I thought, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I mean, you get in a lazy river, grab a beer, and float around, listen to live music. That's okay. But the comments have gone beyond reason. One of the top comments, I think an adult playground, swings, a playset, a zipline. Like, why not? When I'm with my niece and nephew, I get on the equipment, too. No. You can't. No. No, no, no.
No.
I get the adult water park. I don't get the adult swing set.
Well, it's the whole kidult,
I think so.
Theory is that you'd want to act like you're a child.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But do they want to be drinking and carrying on at the at the regular park on the slides and all of that?
I think swings? I think it'll be a sober affair. I don't they didn't you know, say they wanted any alcohol. I think they just actually want to be on a swing set as an adult.
Yeah.
And look like a total creep. The water park, mm-hmm. I kind of get. It's a, you can have an adult place if you want to. Because adults only at the pool, yeah. you know, kind of thing.
I think they do have some of these water parks where you can rent them out for parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, I get that. But a swing set? A swing set.
You want a full playground.
A jungle gym. Look,
why? Just go, their playgrounds all over the place. Right. They don't, yeah. do they have rules that adults can't get on the swings or the slides? Or maybe the slide.
Maybe.
If it's those plastic slides, you know, you're an adult. You may not want to get on top of that because, you know, weight limits and stuff. Sure. I don't know. But just knock yourself out. Why would you not just go where there are a bunch of kids and get on there?
Yeah.
Probably because you would be embarrassed and you would feel awkward. And why is that? It's because you know that you're going to be doing something that children are supposed to do and you're an adult.
Right.
If you want to do it and it's so great for adults to go on to the playground, then do it during regular business hours.
Yeah,
don't stand in line with the little kids to go up the slide and come back down. Get on the pirate ship out there and start swinging and acting like you're steering the ship and talking in your best pirate voice. Play with the kids. If there's nothing wrong with it, then just go do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I think this is a little ridiculous. Adult swing set, come on. But adult water park, I'm on board with. I think they should look into that.
Yeah.
The other thing people are wondering is now that we approach the end of January, what are all these martyrs who have said, I'm doing dry January, what are they going to move on to next? What are they going to crow about in February? I don't know. Because people that do dry January love telling you that they're doing dry January.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a, I'm better than you kind of thing. So what are they going to move on to in February? Especially if they're single. Valentine's Day is around the corner. They've got no love in their life.
Do they have to be doing something?
I think so. That personality needs to be out in front saying, look how great I am.
Yeah. But it's always a goal. They got a goal they're trying to reach then.
Yeah, that's a nicer way to look at it, I guess, instead of just being self-centered maniac. I like that better, TJ. Perfect. Thank you.
They just have to come up with one that goes well in the title with February.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So work on it.
Fall off the wagon February.
Yeah. So. More TJ and Riggins coming up.